A pleasant good morning, good morning, good morning, Grenada Karaku and PT Martinique. My name is Kingsley James and I'm welcoming you to the Kingsley James Show. Well, today, it is another time to enter into my staff room. And I'm going to get right down into it. It is another one of your staff motivator series. And of course, this one is episode 3. Of your staff motivator series. Welcome to the staff room. Today we're going to deal with showing up for work. In our previous episode, which is episode 2, we did come into work on time, and now it is all about showing up for work. Yeah? In our previous episode, we spoke about coming early and the importance it is and the impact it is to come early and start your day early on work, come on the shift on time so that you'll be able to serve the customer promptly. And today is no different. Just like coming to work early, you need to come to work. Do not stay home. Come to work as much as possible, right? And just like punctuality, you know, regularity is vitally important to the daily success of any establishment. A matter of fact, anywhere you go, being there, just showing up is vitally important, because no organization or company can ever function at its full potential unless they have the full quota of staff scheduled to work for that day. Now, I myself, yeah, I know about that because I used to work at Clear Harbor, yeah? And that was a company that made no joke. They absolutely made no joke when it comes to staff who did not show up for work. If one person did not show up for work, that used to throw the whole operations off by a bit. Or maybe by many. Yeah, we were dealing with clients who paid the money to have a certain number of agents on the phone, and if they didn't have that certain amount of agents on the phone, then it could have affected their business adversely. Yeah, because when customers call, they need to have someone answer on the phone. As in the case of, let's say, how would you feel if you call a hotel or you call a government agency and there's no one to help you because a group of people or one or two people decide to stay home and then there's no one to man the phones? Just think about how you would feel at that time if no one is there to take your call, no one is there to hear your concern, especially in the service-oriented industries. It is very important to have everyone there. Every time you schedule a certain amount of people, it is important to have them there. As in the case of Grenlec, one utility company that must have all their staff, and also Nawasa, that is another company that if the full amount of staff is not there, then proper smoke we pipe. Yeah, let's think about the general hospital. If one nurse or one doctor decides to not show up for whatever reason, they didn't call but they just decided to don't show up, then crapo smoke our pipe again. Well, crapo smoking we pipe in the general hospital all the time. All know crapo smoking we pipe. But I'm just saying, if the nurses, the doctors, the orderlies, or the cleaners don't show up for work and they don't have a valid excuse or they don't even call, then you know that spells disaster or trouble for the day. And I know that would irritate anybody using one of these services. Once you don't have a lot of people there, or you don't have all the staff there, and one staff has to do the job of two or three people and you have to wait, you get irritated and you want to tell somebody off because you yourself have to get to your job. But because this particular company where you go to pay a bill or go to use their services didn't have their full quota of staff, you would reach late, and by you reaching late in your job, it throws your job off, and the customer you had to serve has to wait on you, and then that customer wherever they're going, if they have their business, our service-oriented industry also, that industry will be affected. So you see the chain or the domino effect. What happens when one person decides to stay home without any sort of good excuse, or they just want to relax and they just decide, I'm not coming to work, I'm not calling. So showing up for work is absolutely important. I cannot stress enough how important it is for us to show up for work. I am Kingsley James, and this has been another one in your Staff Motivator series, The Staff Room. So guys, do have yourselves a wonderful day. May God's richest blessings rest upon your life, and may He continue to guide you and protect you, and may He bring you success in everything that you put your hands to in 2020. Do have yourselves a wonderful day. See you next time.
Hello, after 3 days of national mourning, huge crowds have attended the funeral of the country's top general, Qasem Soleimani. The crush of the crowd was so great that a number of mourners were killed in a stampede. Iranian media are now saying as many as 40 people have died, more than 200 others injured. 62-year-old General Soleimani was killed in a US drone attack on Friday at Baghdad International Airport. His burial in his home city of Kerman has now been delayed due to that stampede. Well, the commander was, for many Iranians, a hugely iconic figure who saw him as a future president. It's still unclear when Iran will exact the severe revenge it has promised for America, but a top Iranian security official said Tehran was considering 13 revenge scenarios. Born to humble beginnings, Soleimani emerged to lead the elite Quds force and masterminded Iranian foreign policy across the Middle East. He's credited with turning the Syrian civil war around when President Bashar al-Assad was on the brink of defeat. Well, despite the strength of feeling in Iran, Donald Trump has been unrepentant. He insists American lives have been saved and that Soleimani was plotting fresh attacks. A senior Iranian commander, Hossein Salami, has threatened revenge for the killing. Speaking at today's funeral, he suggested General Soleimani would be more dangerous to America as a martyr.
We say to our enemy, we will take revenge. We will burn the places they love if they make another move. They know where those places are.
Well, let's go live to Baghdad. I can speak to Feras Kilani from BBC Arabia. Feras, just looking at the coverage coming out of Iran, has that been followed closely where you are, given the Shiite support in Baghdad?
Well, actually, it's calm over the last 2 days here in Baghdad. According to what we understand from some of the Shia militias here in the capital yesterday and today, I spoke to a lot of them. And it seems like that there is a meeting will be held in the next 48 hours in Tehran for these forces with the new Quds force leader to discuss the revenge. But at the same time, as I understand from one of them, one of the Iranian-backed militias here, that there is a decision taken first to give an opportunity now to the political track. They are pushing the Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mehdi to ask the U.S. officially to remove their troops according to the accord between Iraq and the U.S. And they will not do anything. They will not respond now for Soleimani's or Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis' death, at least in the next few days. This is what we understand from all of them, that the decision was taken to give the opportunity for the political track these days and to wait and see. But at the same time, in the meeting in Tehran, they're going to put a plan what they're going to do in the next few days if the Americans refuse to remove their troops from Iraq.
And this confusion, we understand also in the White House about quite what's happening in terms of scaling down the presence there. Just explain, though, Feras, the sectarian problems here for Iraq. Once again, put in the at the focus of the regional tensions here, because there are strong sectarian reasons not to support the Iranian control and presence over the current government in Baghdad as well, aren't there?
It's not that much big problem now, but you know the Sunni refused to the Sunni and the Kurds here in Iraq refused to the decision which was taken by the parliament by supported by the Shia blocs to ask the Americans to leave the country. So there is a big problem because in the Sunni areas, you know, there is a lot of problems. ISIS is still everywhere. The Kurds want the Americans to stay, and they invited to give them more bases or to bring more troops. So this is a big problem, but it's not reflecting in a sectarian way until now, at least. The country is united. Let's be clear in this. The Shia are united behind the prime minister now to support him to ask the Americans to leave, but there's a big problem with the Sunni member of parliament and the Kurds. They refuse this. This is the situation, but it's not. We cannot say that we return to the 2004 or 2003, the Syrian problem. At that time, it was very, very big. Until now, we are not. We didn't reach that point.
Okay. Faraz Kalani in Baghdad. Thank you very much indeed.